This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to high school softball here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, where we have got a South Central Conference matchup for you between the Staunton Bulldogs and the Gillespie Miners. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar joining you here from Gillespie High School. We are about ready to begin this South Central Conference matchup. The Staunton Bulldogs are the visiting team, so they will be leading off. We'll get to their batting order in just a sec. The first pitch, swing and a miss for a strike, as Kaylee Pirock is the leadoff hitter for the Staunton Bulldogs. 0-1 the count. Sydney Henricks on the mound for the Miners. There's a 1 pitch is high and outside for ball one. Again, it is Kaylee Pirock leading off for Staunton. She's followed by Becca Calderero and Grace Nichols. If anybody gets on, Mackenzie Sorsen. There's a pitch outside for ball two. 2-1 the count. So in the order, it's Pirock, Calderero, Nichols, Mackenzie Sorsen, Ashley Painter, Darian Roberts. And there's a ground ball right up the middle. Base hit by the leadoff hitter Pirock. So good start for the Staunton Bulldogs. A leadoff single. Followed by Darian Roberts, Annalise Best, Kayla Sorsen, and Madeline Legender. So a good start here for the Staunton Bulldogs. They have a runner on first, nobody out here in this top of the first inning. We'll get to your defensive alignment for Gillespie in just a second. And a bunt attempt is the batter, Calderero, pulls it back for ball one, 1-0 the count. Defensively, Sydney Henricks, the pitcher for Gillespie, her battery mate, Mackenzie Casarda. At first base, it's Riley Sardi. Second base is Keaton Link. Shortstop is Riley Jarman. Third baseman is Lexi Bussman. In the outfield, it's Shelby Taylor, Allie Clay, and Michaela Hayes left to right. There's a pitch high and outside for ball two, 2-0 on Becca Calderero. It is significantly warmer here today, Carl, than it was yesterday.
Absolutely. Great day for a little softball.
Yes, it is.
No wind, so that will not be a big factor. In games we've done earlier, we've had some very gusty wind days.
Yes, we have. There's a ball that's bunted foul. And the count is 2-1 now on the Staunton shortstop, Becca Calderero. She bats with a runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the first inning. She gets a bunt down. It's foul again off to the right side, and that evens up the count 2-2. Staunton comes in today's contest with a record of 4-3 overall. Not sure of their conference record. Gillespie 8-3 overall. They are 3-0 in the conference. And again, this is the conference game. And a rivalry at that. A 2-2 pitch. High and inside. Ball three. The count is full to Becca Calderero. Waiting on deck is the Staunton pitcher, Grace Nichols. 3-2 the count, runner on first, nobody out. Top of the first inning, Staunton at bat. The pitch from Henricks, swing and a miss for strike three as a fire throws goes down to first base. But the runner is back safely. That's the first strikeout of the game for Sydney Henricks, and that'll bring up Grace Nichols, the Staunton pitcher. Her first pitch, she swings and misses for strike one. Behind on that fastball. Good turnout here by both sides. Bleachers relatively full, and there's a strike on the outside corner. 0-2 the count.
Not too far of a trip. Right up Route 4 for the Bulldog fans get here.
And the 0-2 pitch to Grace Nichols. Low for ball one. Not too far a trip for us either. Just on Route 16. Top of the first inning. Staunton at bat against Gillespie in this conference softball game as there's a pitch inside for ball two, and Nichols works the count even, 2-2. Bulldogs have a runner on first with one out. Nichols looking to help her own cause here. She could do it with an extra base hit. Swing and a miss for strike three, the second strikeout of the game for Sydney Henricks. And that brings up the Staunton cleanup hitter, Mackenzie Sorsen. Sorsen, your second baseman for the Bulldogs today. So Sydney Henricks for Gillespie looking to pitch around a leadoff walk. Or I should leadoff single, I should say. There's a pitch outside. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch, low and inside for ball two. So she allowed that leadoff single to Kaylee Pierock, and since then she struck out the next two batters. The 2-0 pitch to Mackenzie Sorsen is swing and a miss for strike one. Grace Nichols before her, and now Mackenzie Sorsen have had a little bit of difficulty catching up to the fastball. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the throw down to second is in time, and the tag is, no, not there. He got underneath the tag, it looks like.
Throw was in time, but it was high. Forced the infielder to try and get the tag down in time.
Give credit to the runner. She did some creative sliding, I guess, too, to get around the tag. So now Staunton with the runner on second, two outs, 2-2 the count for Mackenzie Sorsen. The pitch outside for ball three. The count is full. My temperature says 54 degrees here at Gillespie High School. We'll go with it.
It's a lot warmer, it seems, when the sun's shining.
Absolutely.
Got some cloud cover off and on.
The 3-2 pitch to Sorsen on the inside corner, called strike three. So after a leadoff single, Sydney Henrich strikes out the side for Gillespie. We move to the bottom of the first inning. It's Staunton 0, Gillespie coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. No score as we head to the bottom of the first inning between Gillespie and Staunton. The Miners coming to bat here in this South Central Conference softball game. Leading off for Gillespie will be Riley Jarman. She's followed by Michaela Hayes and Mackenzie Casarda. If anybody reaches, it'll be Riley Sardi. The first pitch to Jarman popped up off to the right side, and it goes foul. So 0-1 the count on the Miner shortstop. So it's Jarman, Hayes, Casarda in this inning, if anybody gets on. Sardi, the cleanup hitter, followed by Allie Clay, Sydney Henrichs, Lexi Busman, Sydney Byers, and Keaton Link. The 0-1 pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Grace Nichols, the pitcher for Staunton. Her battery mate is Ashley Painter. At first for the Bulldogs, it's Darian Roberts. At second is Mackenzie Sorsen. Becca Calderero is playing shortstop, and Madeline Legender playing third base. The 0-2 pitch to Jarman popped up to the right side. Is it going to stay in play? No, it will not, so we will do it again. The outfield alignment left to right for Staunton, Annalise Best, Kaylee Pierock, and Hannah Dustman. Again, Staunton 4-3 on the season, Gillespie 8-3. The 0-2 pitch to Riley Jarman fouled off and out of play. Believe she's swung at every pitch she's seen so far.
Of course, you like your leadoff hitter to take a lot of pitches. Yeah. In her cases, she just fouls off a lot
That's
of pitches,
right.
Which forces that pitcher to throw a lot.
We'll see if Nichols can retire her here or if Jarman gets on. And here's a foul ball again, but it's going to stay in play, but not long enough for anybody to make the catch, so we will do it again. This is a beautiful facility here at the Ben Gill Elementary School.
3 years old?
Something like that, yeah.
Close to that.
It's not very old. We're just doing games at Welfare Park not long ago. The 0-2 pitch, right down the middle, strike three called, and Nichols off to a good start for Staunton. Four strikeouts in the game total through five batters. And that'll bring up Michaela Hayes, the right fielder for Gillespie. Hayes, a freshman. The first pitch that she sees is popped up off to the right side. It's going to go out of play for strike one. Miners hitters so far making contact off of Nichols, but nothing in play.
And a lot of it to the foul side, or I should say on their weak side, where they're not pulling the ball, not getting around on it.
The 0-1 pitch to Hayes is fouled, I think. Either way, it's 0-2. She swung. It looked like she got a piece. So now the count 0-2 on the Gillespie right fielder. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Staunton and Gillespie. The 0-2 pitch, fouled off to the right side again. They may have to scoot the on-deck circle back if it keeps up this way. The 0-2 pitch to Michaela Hayes is a foul ball off to the right and out of play again. The fan can't make the play. We'll do it again. Last time I was here, last time I did a game, was a softball game. The regional championship was at this field, Hillsborough and Gillespie, and we had just about as many foul balls in that one as we've had here. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt for ball one. Of course, most of those pitches went straight. Most of those foul balls last year went straight back.
Had a lot of them on the roof.
Yep. I think there's one still there right now.
There is. And then, of course, the field.
So, Gillespie coach Michelle Smith having a word with her hitter, Michaela Hayes. Now she's back into the batter's box, ready to go. Oh, 1-2 is the count on Hayes. The pitch from Nichols is a weak ground ball right back to the pitcher. Throws to first for the second out of the inning. Hayes is retired 1-3. And with two down, that brings up Mackenzie Casarda. She is the catcher for Gillespie, a senior. The first pitch that she sees is right down the middle for strike one. Still looking for a candidate for our Diamonds and Dogs player of the game, play of the game, I should say. And here's a first base hit of the game for Gillespie into left field past the diving third baseman. So Casarda, a two-out single, looking to potentially start a rally here. Now that'll bring up our first lefty of the game, Riley Sardi.
And no no-hitter today.
Nope.
Both teams with one hit so far.
Makes it easier for the official scorer not to put so much pressure.
Yeah, clean hits. That's no right. Chance for a play, either hit.
The first pitch to Sardi is high for ball one. So, Mackenzie Casarda on first base for Gillespie as she got a two-out single. Riley Sardi swings and I thought she fouled it off of herself.
Had that spin.
Yeah, it did. Evens up the count 1-1 here in the bottom of the first. The umpire giving her a little bit of time, kind of dust off the plate. As I was saying, still looking for a first candidate of the Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. Carl, Mother's Day is coming up.
It is indeed.
And it's always a good day to appreciate your dog, so kill two birds with one stone. Visit one place. Go to Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsborough. The best double play combination in town. That ball's fouled straight back and out of play, so 1-2 the count now on Riley Sardi. Ooh. A shot into right center field. Good contact, and it's going to be gone for a home run. Riley Sardi, a two-out, two-run homer to right center field to put the Miners up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Boy, that sounded good right off the bat, Carl.
It did indeed, and didn't take it very long to get out of here. The outfielders only got a couple steps, and it was already out over the fence. And like we mentioned earlier, there is no wind today to aid or distract from a home run.
That's right. And that'll bring up Allie Clay, the center fielder for Gillespie. She bats with two outs and the base is empty, but a 2-0 lead for the Miners after the two-run homer by Riley Sardi. There's a pitch that's outside for ball one. You don't hear many hits like that sound that good off of a bat. Crushed to right center field. And there's another one that goes into left center field. Left fielder going back. Best is not going to see it. It's going to be back-to-back home runs here in the bottom of the first. What a start for Gillespie after they had their first two batters out. A solo shot for Allie Clay makes it 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
Well, really, a no-doubter again.
No.
And, you know, if they're not home runs, if these are off the fence, well, they're not caught because the outfielders are hitting right between the gaps.
That's
between
exactly
the outfielders.
Right. So Grace Nichols got off to a great start for Staunton with two quick outs. And then allowed a single with two outs and then back-to-back home runs. There's a swing and a miss by Sidney Hendricks for strike one. Hendricks, the pitcher for Gillespie, now looking at a 3-0 lead for her team, looking to extend it here. The 0-1 pitch is high for ball one.
She gave up that leadoff hit, but then that runner never got to advance until she stole second. Yep. Struck out the sides in the first.
So the 1-1 pitch on the way to Sidney Hendricks from Grace Nichols. Popped up off to the right side and out of play. Strike two. Waiting on deck is Lexi Bussman. If Hendricks can extend the inning. Nichols retired the first two hitters of the inning, and then Mackenzie Casarda reached with a two-out single. Riley Sardi with a two-run homer to right center. And there's a ball in the dirt, 2-2 the count now. And Allie Clay on the second pitch followed that up with a solo home run to make it 3-0. The 2-2 pitch to Sidney Hendricks. There's a shot into right center field. Pirok is going over, can't make the play as it's off her glove, and Sidney Hendricks has a two-out double. As the ball was tailing away from Pirok, and it fell off of her glove as she was kind of making a half dive there, not sure what to do, so a two-out double for Sidney Hendricks.
And pretty much any time you have to leave your feet to try and make the play, you're going to give them the hit.
Yeah.
That's a pretty legitimate hit.
So three straight hits as Hendricks is going to be lifted for a courtesy runner. It's going to be Hannah Barrett for the Miners. And that'll bring up Lexi Bussman, the third baseman for Gillespie. Looking to drive in that runner who's on second base with two outs. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Gillespie leading Staunton 3-0 here in this South Central Conference softball matchup. The first pitch to Bussman, high for ball one. Got a little bit of a late start to this game. But that's okay. Here's the 1-0 pitch inside for ball two. Got to watch the runner at second, Barrett. She's getting quite the lead there after the pitch is thrown. She's about halfway between second and third. The 2-0 pitch to Barrett, to Bussman, is ball three. Barrett is on second base. So I imagine Bussman will probably be taking the pitch here, but we'll see. 3-0, pitch is on the way, right down the middle for strike one. Grace Nichols, the pitcher for Staunton. Ashley Painter, the catcher. Hannah Barrett, the runner on second for Gillespie. Lexi Bussman, the batter. And the 3-1 pitch is driven into right center field. That's a gapper. It's going to get down and score a run. How many bases will Bussman have? She's going to be in the second with a stand-up double and an RBI at that.
I think that one hit out just about a few inches above the fence.
And yeah.
Got out there again quickly. Miners showing a lot of muscle here.
They are. The first two hitters were retired by Grace Nichols, and the next five all reached base. So that brings up Sydney Byers, the designated hitter. That pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. Waiting on deck is Keaton Link. Byers is hitting for Shelby Taylor, who is the Gillespie left fielder. 0-1 pitch is a pop-up on the infield. Second baseman Sorsen going back, and she makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But the damage is done as Gillespie scores four times in the bottom half of the opening frame. We head to the top of the second inning. It's Gillespie 4, Staunton 0. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. We're in the top of the second inning between Gillespie and Staunton. The Bulldogs coming to bat. Leading off for Staunton will be Ashley Painter, followed by Darian Roberts and Annalise Best. If anybody can get on, it'll be Kayla Sorsen. Painter, the catcher for Staunton. And the Bulldogs now looking at a 4-0 lead after Gillespie scored four runs in the bottom half of the opening frame. First pitch to Painter in the dirt for ball one.
Well, that should make the pitcher, Sidney Hendricks, happy and feel a little relaxed with four runs on the board.
The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. She allowed a leadoff hit in the top of the first inning and then struck out the side after that. The 1-1 pitch to Ashley Painter is called strike two. Looking for her fourth consecutive strikeout here. Painter trying to get on base. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Sydney Henricks. Low for ball two. Painter, a right-handed batter. 2-2 pitch inside for ball three, and good job by Painter to work the count full. Waiting on deck, Darian Roberts. The 3-2 pitch on the way from Henricks right down the middle for her fourth consecutive strikeout, this one looking. And that's the first out of the second inning. And that brings up Darian Roberts, who's at first for Staunton. Gillespie, led by head coach Michelle Smith. Assistant coaches Joe Kelly and Jim Matissa. There's a ball to Roberts, 1-0 the count. Staunton's head coach is Jennifer Brook. The 1-0 pitch is low and inside for ball two, 2-0 to Roberts. As of right now, our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game candidate, the two-run homer by Riley Sardi in the first inning. Swing and a miss by Roberts, and it's 2-1.
It's hard to beat that one.
It is.
But then there was a home run right after that.
There was.
And they both left in great fashion.
2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. But the Sardi home run looked a lot better. It was the first two runs, and it looked a lot better. The Clay home run had plenty of distance, but it kind of felt like it snuck out more. There's a pitch high to Roberts, and the count is now full. I wasn't sure Clay's home run was going to get out. Sardi's, you kind of knew it was gone. There's a pitch inside for ball four. That's the first walk allowed by Sydney Henricks, and the Bulldogs have a one-out base runner. And that'll bring up Annalise Best, the left fielder for Staunton. Bulldogs now just doing anything they can to chip away at that 4-0 Gillespie lead. First pitch to Best inside and low for ball one. We are in the top of the second inning. Gillespie with a 4-0 lead over Staunton. The Bulldogs at the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. One and one the count. The pitch on the way from Sydney Henricks. It is low for ball two. Henricks with four strikeouts already in this ball game. One walk. That one was just allowed to Darian Roberts. The 2-1 pitch to Best is inside for ball three. Now Henricks is in danger of walking back-to-back hitters. The 3-1 pitch is on the way to Annalise Best. It's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jarman. She has it, only played a first base, and she makes the play for the second out of the inning. But Roberts does advance to second on the slow grounder. And with two outs and a runner on second, Kayla Sorsen will be the batter. She's the designated hitter today. She bats for Hannah Dustman, who is in right field. So the first pitch to Sorsen is down the middle for strike one. A couple of Sorsens in this ball game. Kayla, the designated hitter. McKenzie, the second baseman. 0-1 pitch with a runner on second on the way from Sydney Henricks. This one's fouled off, and it's 0-2. Staunton's first run of the game is on second base if they can drive her in. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Kayla Sorsen. Low and inside for ball one. We welcome all of those listening to this broadcast of high school softball online, WSMIRadio.com. We very much appreciate our online audience. And there's a foul ball off to the right side, and we'll do it again.
Seems like Cindy Hendricks is throwing pretty much the low pitch, the sinker, and then the high pitch. I haven't really seen any real major changeup.
No, no off-speed yet. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Kayla Sorsen. Right down the middle, strike three called, and with the fifth strike out of the game, Staunton goes down without a run. So after 1.5, it's Gillespie 4, Staunton 0. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. 4-0 our score as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Gillespie coming to the bat, leading Staunton. And leading off for the Miners will be the second baseman, Keaton Link. And then back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman, followed by Michaela Hayes. First pitch is that one just hit the dirt behind her, so no pitch. That happens.
Seen her warm up, do that.
Yeah.
So that's a big-time changeup. Pitch never gets there.
I guess that counts as a ball, doesn't it? The first one is down the middle for strike one. I assume that counts as a ball, right?
I would think. You made the pitch.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make it to the plate.
Huh? So 1-1 the count to Keaton Link. Swing and a miss for strike two. Nichols got off to a good start again in that top of the first inning, retiring the first two. And then the Thunder came.
It did indeed, with a lot of power.
Yeah.
Home runs and doubles, nothing but.
The 1-2 pitch to Keaton Link is fouled straight back, and we'll do it again.
So five extra base hits, two homers?
Yep, the single with two outs, followed by a two-run homer, followed by a solo shot, followed by a double, then another double. Mm. In the end of the inning. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Foul ball.
4 extra base hits. 1, 2, 3, 4
okay,
extra
four.
Base hits.
I was thinking all of them were.
Five. Well, the first one was a single.
Okay.
Two out single.
And like you say, got the first two outs. And softball, we usually had to work hard to get a person home.
1-2 pitch to Link is outside for ball two. That evens up the count. 2-2. Staunton could use a 1-2-3 inning here. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. The second strikeout of the game for Grace Nichols. Now we're back at the top of the order in Riley Jarman, who was the first strikeout victim.
I remember Riley, though, really worked her over as far as fouling balls off and made her throw quite a few pitches.
Well, it was a strikeout looking for Jarman in the first inning, so she obviously just didn't see the right pitch she wanted. There's a base hit. Nope, it's going to be right into the second baseman's glove. Not enough on it to get out of the infield, so two quick outs. And now Michaela Hayes will bat with two down and nobody on. She grounded out to the pitcher in her first at bat. First pitch that she sees is popped up off to the right side and out of play for strike one. If Nichols can retire Hayes here, I'd say she's doing very well. The 0-1 pitch, just a little bit low, and it'll be 1-1. Hayes, the freshman right fielder for Gillespie. She grounds it hard to the second baseman, Sorsen, who fires to first for the third out of the inning. So Gillespie goes down in order here in the bottom of the second. We head to the top of third. The Miners lead Staunton 4-0. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. We're in the top of the third inning. Staunton batting against Gillespie. The Bulldogs trail the Miners 4-0 here in the top of the third. Leading off for Staunton is Madeline Legender. She's the third baseman for Staunton. After she bats, back to the top of the order for the Bulldogs, she sees a pitch outside for ball one. Kaylee Pirock waiting on deck for Staunton, followed by Becca Calderero. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Sydney Henricks pitching a well-pitched game so far. Five strikeouts, only one walk so far through two innings. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Legender with a jacket on for Staunton as she bats here. The 1-2 pitch to Madeline Legender. Swing and a miss for strike three. And the first time through the order, the Bulldog batters have six strikeouts.
That's a good pace for any pitcher.
That is. Now back to the top of the order in Kaylee Pierrock, who led off this ball game with a single and stole a base, but not able to get past second. First pitch that she sees down the middle for strike one. Henricks pitching with authority here. Swing and a miss for strike two. And pitching efficiently at that.
Sydney does not take much time in between pitches.
No, she doesn't. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Kaylee Pierrock. Inside for ball one. That was close. Close to hitting her, I should say. So 1-2 the count now. One out, nobody on. For Kaylee Pierrock, the pitch. Fouled off, out of play, off to the right side. We'll do it again. In case you missed it, Sydney Henricks, the pitcher for Gillespie. Mackenzie Casarda, the catcher. Third baseman is Lexi Bussman. Shortstop is Riley Jarman. Keaton Link at second. Riley Sardi at first. The 1-2 pitch. Swing, foul tip, caught by the catcher. So another strikeout for Sydney Henricks, her seventh of the ball game. And with two outs, that brings up Becca Calderero, who struck out in the first inning. Left to right in the outfield for Gillespie, Shelby Taylor, Allie Clay, and Michaela Hayes. First pitch to Calderero, bounces in the dirt for ball one. Every once in a while, we don't have one in this game, but every once in a while you'll see a left-handed catcher at the softball level. Always intriguing. There's a ball that's low. 2-0 the count.
And you got to figure, and a lot of teams have, they're really not left-handed batters, but they bat from the left side
right.
Because of just trying to put the ball in play and get first quick.
That's right. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike one.
So that part of it doesn't hurt you as bad being left-handed.
But the throwing, well, you can't really play infield if you're left-handed unless you're at first base. Swing and a miss for strike two to Becca Calderero. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. You'll see a left-handed infielder that doesn't play first base every now and then, but it's just incredibly rare. It's more difficult to make the throw across the diamond. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Becca Calderero, low for ball three. Tell you what, these Staunton hitters have done a good job of working full counts. They haven't had anything to show for it, but they have made Henricks throw some pitches. The 3-2 pitch, low for ball four.
That'll be the second walk of the ball game.
So with two outs and a runner on first, that brings up the Staunton pitcher, Grace Nichols. Nichols, a strikeout victim in the top of the first inning. First pitch that she sees right down the middle for strike one. Looking to help her own cause here. She, pitcher of record so far, she's trailing 4-0. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and the runner's going to advance to second at least. Takes a wide turn around second, and she'll stay there. So now a runner in scoring position for the Staunton pitcher. But two outs for Sydney Henricks for Gillespie. Looking to strand that runner at second base. The 1-1 pitch to Grace Nichols. Swung on and missed for strike two. And a throw down to second, not in time, as Calderero back into the bag safely. So the 1-2 pitch on the way to Grace Nichols, who bats with a runner on second and two outs. She grounds it to the right side. Second baseman has it, fires over to Sardi at first, and that's the end of the inning. So Staunton strands their third runner of the game. Not able to score in this inning, so we head to the bottom of the third. Gillespie leading Staunton 4-0. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Gillespie bats against Staunton, the Miners leading 4-0, and they've got their big bats in the order coming up. Leading off will be Mackenzie Casarda, followed by Riley Sardi and Allie Clay. If anybody gets on, Sydney Henricks. Casarda got a two-out single in the top of the first inning. She came around to score on the Riley Sardi two-run homer. And Allie Clay, who bats after Sardi, followed up that with a solo homer for herself. But the first pitch to Mackenzie Casarda here in the bottom of the third inning is in the dirt for ball one.
Grace Nichols, no walks so far in the ballgame, two strikeouts.
If you tune into WSMI, their translator, 106.9 right now, I believe you can hear the Cardinals and Cubs game. I don't think it's canceled right now, but Illinois weather, you never know. There's another pitch in the dirt for ball two.
That in general, Wrigley Field has its own weather.
It does. The 2-0 pitch to Mackenzie Casarda on the way. It's right down the middle for strike one. Cubs have had a lot of off days here in the last 4 or 5 days. They played on Saturday, I think, and had quite a few snow outs and rain outs in between there. Pitch outside for ball three. The count is 3-1 to the Gillespie catcher, Mackenzie Casarda. Grace Nichols trying to avoid her first walk of the game. Pitch low for ball four. She can't do it. So leadoff walk to Casarda, and we'll see if Sardi is going to take advantage. She crushed a two-run homer in the first inning. That is our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game thus far. Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. Remember, Mother's Day is coming up. Or if you just want to get something for your loving pet, as there's runners going to second. She slides under the tag. Awkward slide for Casarda.
Dive into.
Yeah. She's in there safely.
Hit the knee pretty hard as she slid into second.
Boy.
With very little slide to it. Basically, down and hit the bag.
I was wondering if she jammed her ankle. She says she's okay, so we'll play on. 1-0 the count to Riley Sardi. She's got a runner in scoring position, nobody out. She crushes another one into center field. Pierrot going back. Gone! Second of the game, Riley Sardi. Another two-run shot makes it 6-0, Gillespie.
That's a rarity to ever have one girl hit two home runs in a game.
How about that? She has got four RBIs, four of the six RBIs for Gillespie. Riley Sardi, have yourself a game, young lady.
The only thing, that one isn't hit as good as the first one. Yeah. That's about all you can say. It was hit more toward the center field.
More directly
this time.
Center, yeah. So that'll bring up Allie Clay with nobody out, nobody on.
The softball field's 200 in left, right, and center.
Her pitch
all
is
the way around.
First pitch to Clay is high for ball one. If she wants to get any RBI, she's going to have to do it herself. There's a pitch outside for ball two. She does have an RBI because she followed up Riley's first inning home run with a solo shot. Allie is in center for Gillespie today. The 2-0 pitch, skied and off to the right side and out of play for strike number one. I still say the first home run for Sardi is probably going to be play of the game right now, unless something changes.
It was the turning point of the game
for sure.
There was two outs, and
there was.
Really didn't think of any threat going on with one runner on.
No, because that runner was on first, as there's a pitch that's outside for ball three, 3-1 the count. Two outs and a runner on first, and Sardi made it a 2-0 ball game really quickly. It's now 6-0 in the bottom of the third. 3-1 pitch, popped up on the infield, and Sorsen cannot make the plays. That one just kept drifting back. hit off the infield or the outfield grass, so it'll be a single.
Lead base hit.
Yeah.
It's like they know where it is and they know where it's going, but you can't get there in time.
There was no good angle to take in that pitch either, or on the pop-up either. So now with a runner on first and nobody out, Sydney Henricks will bat, looking to help her own cause. She's the pitcher. She has a 6-0 lead now. She shows bunt and couldn't pull it back in time. And the runner steals second. But the count is 0-1. Henricks reached on a double, RBI double, in the first inning. Not an RBI double. There was nobody on. And there's a pitch that's outside for ball one. She did come around to score on that after that double on an RBI double by Lexi Bussman, who waits on deck. The 1-1 pitch to Sydney Henricks on the way. Outside for ball two. Still nobody out here in this bottom of the third inning. Gillespie already with two runs home after the two-run homer by Riley Sardi. 6-0, the Miners with the lead in the bottom of the third. The 2-1 pitch to Henricks. High for ball three. 3-1 the count. The 3-1 pitch to the Gillespie pitcher is fouled off the right side and out of play. 3-2. Grace Nichols, the pitcher for Staunton, with two strikeouts on the game, one walk. That walk came in this inning, her first of the ball game. She came around to score on the Riley Sardi two-run homer. The 3-2 pitch to Sydney Henricks is a line drive up the middle, base hit. They're going to wave around the runner, and she's going to score with no throw. So 7-0 after the RBI single by Sydney Henricks.
Hot shot past the shortstop between the outfielders, so there was a lot of time for the runner to even wait and hesitate for the ball to go through before coming home to score.
Well-struck ball, but it died once hitting the outfield grass and slowed up enough for the runner at second, who hesitated to score.
Let's face it, most of these yards are still absorbing the snow been getting.
That's right.
Snow, rain, whatever we get.
And now Lexi Bussman bats with a runner on first. Still nobody out. That pitch is high and outside for ball one. Bussman, the RBI double in the first inning. She has a runner on first now, still nobody out. She's showing bunt, now pulls it back, and it's a strike. The throw down to second is in time, and the tag is there. So the first out of the inning is on the base paths as Henricks is caught stealing.
And I believe that might have been that pinch runner.
Oh, probably was.
I didn't notice coming in, but I'm thinking she did have one last time.
So. I didn't either, but you're probably right. So now one out, nobody on, and a 1-1 pitch is outside. 2-1 the count now to Lexi Bussman. Bussman is at third base today for the Miners. 7-0 our score. Gillespie leading Staunton here in the bottom of the third. The 2-1 pitch is ground ball to the shortstop. Bad hop, as that's going to be a base hit into left field. It was headed right to the shortstop, but it took a terrible hop. Ended up over the shortstop's head for a one-out single, as Nichols can't catch a break here.
Good play by Painter. Got her only out so far.
Yeah.
Throwing out the base runner.
You could rule it an error if you're a cruel person, but I'm not that cruel. There's a pop-up on the infield. Pitcher's calling for it, Nichols, and she has it for the second out of the inning. I didn't have time to say it. That was Sydney Byers who popped out. And now with two outs, it brings up the ninth-place hitter, Keaton Link, who struck out in the second inning. Two outs, a runner on first for Gillespie. 7-0, the Miners lead. In the bottom of the third, here's a pitch that's high and outside for ball one. Link, the second hitter to bat in this, or seventh hitter to bat in this inning. Swing and a miss for strike one. Riley Jarman, the leadoff hitter, waits on deck for Gillespie. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Keaton Link. Swing and a miss. It's strike two. Grace Nichols trying to limit the damage to 3 runs here in the third inning. Staunton trails 7-0 in this bottom of the third. The 1-2 pitch to Link. Outside for ball two. Lexi Bussman is the runner at first. She reached on a hard-hit ground ball single to the shortstop. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Link. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Miners are down, but the damage is done. They score 3 runs in the inning to make it 7-0. We head to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Staunton bats trailing Gillespie here, 7-0. It'll be the 4-5-6 hitters in the Staunton lineup. Leading off will be Mackenzie Sorsen, followed by Ashley Painter and Darian Roberts. If anybody gets on, Annalise Best will bat. So Sorsen, Painter, Roberts, and then Best if anybody can extend the inning. Sorsen struck out looking in the top of the first inning in her only plate appearance thus far. First pitch is a swing and a miss on a high fastball for strike one.
Cindy Hendricks, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks in this ballgame, has pretty much controlled it. Base runners, none have made it past second so far.
Pitch outside for ball one. 1-1 the count.
Staunton wants to get in. They're going to have to start clawing away pretty quick here.
Yeah. Pitch is outside for ball two. Well, the no-hitter was gone for Hendricks in the first hitter of the game. She hadn't allowed a hit since. So.
Yeah, we mentioned that in the first. That no no-hitters to worry about. Both hits early.
Swing and a miss for strike two. And the count is even to Mackenzie Sorsen. Sorsen, the second baseman here. Mackenzie is. And she sees a pitch that's high for ball three. Another full count to a Staunton batter. Had quite a few of those. Hendricks with 7 strikeouts on the day thus far. 2 walks. Again, only allowed 1 hit. 3-2 pitch to Sorsen. Inside for ball four. A leadoff walk here for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth.
And trailing by 7, that's what the doctor orders.
That's right.
Get some base runners on there.
Now Ashley Painter to bat. She struck out looking in the second inning. She swings at a high fastball at the first pitch. 0-1 the count. And that would not have been a strike had she held up. 0-1 pitch to Painter. High for ball one. Hendricks was trying to get her to chase again, but nothing doing.
Pitcher's perfect pitch. If they swing at it, they usually just foul it back.
That's right.
Too high out of strike zone.
1-1 pitch, pulls back the bunt attempt. It doesn't matter as it's strike two called. 1-2 the count. Hendricks going to try to work around a leadoff walk. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Ashley Painter. On the outside corner, strike three called. 8th strikeout of the game for Sydney Hendricks. And that'll bring up Darian Roberts. Roberts, the first baseman for Staunton. She bats with a runner on first, now 1 down. Staunton trailing 7-0. Right down the middle, strike one called. Roberts walked in the second inning, reached second, and was stranded there after a fielder's choice. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Hendricks would love another strikeout, or a double play would work just as well. Maybe even better. The 0-2 pitch to Ashley Painter, outside ball one. Our next broadcast of high school softball will be Friday. We'll be back here as the Hillsborough Hilltoppers will be taking on the Gillespie Miners. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Darian Roberts, swing and a miss for strike three, the 9th strikeout of the game for Sydney Hendricks. Now with 2 down and a runner on first, Annalise Best to bat. Best grounded into a fielder's choice in the second inning.
I think that's twice Dunn's gotten the leadoff runner on first, but couldn't get him over for the first 2 outs.
The pitch that's misses the strike zone for ball one to the Staunton left fielder, Annalise Best. Waiting on deck is Kayla Sorsen if the inning is extended. The pop-up on the infield. The catch is made by Riley Sardi, and the Bulldogs are retired. We've played 3.5. Gillespie leads Staunton 7-0. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Gillespie bats here in the bottom of fourth inning with the top of the order coming up in Riley Jarman. The Miners leading Staunton 7-0. Riley Jarman followed by Michaela Hayes and Mackenzie Casarda. If anybody can reach Riley Sardi, though we don't know if they'll pitch to her.
You know, that's a very good point. Would you pitch to her?
No, I would not.
Especially with runners on base.
First pitch to Jarman, low for ball one. Jarman has struck out and popped out to the second baseman in her two plate appearances so far. The 1-0 pitch on the way to the Gillespie shortstop. Down the middle for strike one. Riley Sardi, a two-run homer to right center field in the first inning, a two-run homer to center field in the third inning. The 1-1 pitch to Jarman outside for ball two. We had a little bit of cloud cover here at this game. It's now gone. 2-1 pitch to Jarman. A line drive into center field. Back goes Pirok. It's over the fence for another home run. A solo shot leading off this inning for Riley Jarman. The fourth home run of the game for Gillespie makes it 8-0 Miners in the bottom of the fourth. That ball was well struck, and it just kept going.
That Minor team not only gets hits, but they get the extra base hits.
They're not getting cheated. And with nobody out and a run home in this inning, that'll bring up Michaela Hayes. Hayes 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. First pitch to Hayes, low for ball one. Couple more runs home in this half of the inning. Could potentially make it a shortened game after the next half inning. We'll see. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. She can't handle it cleanly, and the runner's going to make it safe on the error by the pitcher, Grace Nichols. That, I've got to give an error to the pitcher. That was a slow ground ball that just ate up Nichols at the mound. And now with a runner on first and nobody out, Mackenzie Casarda to bat. She is 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. Came around to score both times. She pops it up on the infield. Calderero makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. And now, dilemma here. Sardi at the plate for Gillespie with a runner on first and nobody out. One out. Do you pitch to her? I would not, but we'll see. There's another shot into right center field. That's going to stay in the ballpark, but it's going to be trouble nevertheless. Extra bases for Sardi as they're waving the runner in. Hayes coming around to score for the fifth RBI of the game for Riley Sardi.
Must be getting tired, David. I can't think of anything else.
Her arms are tired.
Hit the ball a little lower.
That's right.
As they talk about the angle of how she hit the ball, she hit it more on the line that time, but it still got to the outfit or to the fence very quickly on that one hop.
Makes it 9-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Allie Clay to bat now. She sees a first pitch strike. Did I say Craig? It's Allie Clay. If I did say Allie Craig, it's Allie Clay.
Allie went deep in this game.
She did.
Left-handed batter.
She is 2-for-2, and there's a line drive, foul ball off to the right side, and out of play, 0-2 the count now. She's halfway to the cycle, too. She's got a home run and a single.
And especially in softball, that triple is pretty tough to get.
Yeah. But it could happen, we'll see. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Allie Clay. In the dirt for ball one. Good job by Ashley Painter to keep the ball in front of her. Runner on second for Gillespie, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 9-0, Gillespie leading Staunton. The 1-2 pitch to Clay in the dirt again for ball two, trying to get Clay to chase. Good plate discipline here by the Miner center fielder. 2-2 pitch is grounded to the first baseman. Roberts has it and steps onto the bag for the second out of the inning. But Sardi does advance to third on the play. And now with two outs, Sydney Hendricks will bat with a runner on third. 9-0 our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The first pitch to Hendricks. Outside for ball one. Grace Nichols, 3 strikeouts on the mound today for Staunton so far. Only 1 walk. But the damage has been done. The 1-0 pitch is ground ball to the second baseman. Sorsen has it, fires to first, and we are out of the fourth inning. But the Miners do get a run. It's 9-0 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School, where the Staunton Bulldogs come to bat against the Miners. They trailed 9-0, and it'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters for Staunton. Kayla Sorsen, Madeline Legender, and then back to the top of the order in Kaylee Pierrock. Sorsen 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the game so far. She fouls it off to the right side and at a play for strike one.
Cindy Hendricks has been dominating this ball game. 9 strikeouts, 3 walks. No runners for the Bulldogs. They've got past second base.
Yet to have a 1-2-3 inning.
A couple times it's been leadoff. Yeah. Batters have got on, be it the walk or the single.
There's a ball outside for the 1-1 count. The 1-1 pitch to Kayla Sorsen. Low for ball two. Staunton has stranded 1 runner in each inning so far. 4 for the game total. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Kayla Sorsen. And it's low for ball three. 3-1 now. They have worked a lot of full counts and had a lot of 3-ball counts, Staunton has, but haven't really been able to take advantage. They've walked 3 times, but do have 9 strikeouts. There's a walk for you as Kayla Sorsen takes ball 4, and it'll bring up Madeline Legender with a runner on first, nobody out. Once again, that leadoff hitter on for Staunton. Legender is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. That came back in the third inning. First pitch that she sees. Swung on, poked into right field. It's going to drop. Foul. Just couldn't straighten it out enough.
Slicing shot down the line. Just foul by a foot or two.
Yeah. So 0-1 the count now to Madeline Legender. She bats with a runner on first, nobody out. Swings and misses at that one, and it's 0-2. Hendricks looking for her 10th strikeout of the ball game. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Legender. Popped up and out of play. We'll do it again. Again, you can hear more softball action for you this Friday. We'll have Hillsboro at Gillespie here on WSMI FM 106.1. I have that game for you around 7:30. 0-2 pitch outside for ball one.
And that will be quite the pitching duel.
Yes, it will. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Madeline Legender. Swing and a miss for strike 3. And Legender strikes out for the second time in the ball game. The 10th strikeout for Sydney Hendricks, and now back to the top of the order for Staunton.
Kyle Henner for the Hilltoppers struck out 16 batters in a 5-inning ball game.
How about that? That's efficient.
That's very efficient. Well, of course, one had to reach just to get her the 16th.
That's right.
A no-hitter against Lincoln Wood.
Swing and a miss there by Kaylee Pierrock, who is 1-for-2 in the game. 0-1 the count. She singled to lead off this ball game, was stranded at second after stealing that base. She also struck out in the third. And there's a strike number 2. So Pierrock in the hole, 0-2, with a runner on first, only 1 down.
And just assuming she'll be opposed by Sydney Hendricks here, who's
most
on
likely
10 Ks already.
A check swing, and she went. Ball gets away. Going to have to batter is out, but the runner advances to second on the play. The crowd was yelling a bit. Pierrock strikes out swinging on the check swing. She was out, but the runner does advance to second on the play as the ball scooted away from the catcher. So Becca Calderero will bat with a runner on second, two out, trying to drive in the first Staunton run of the game. They trail 9-0 as there's a pitch in the dirt, ball one.
Good scoop.
Yes, it was. Casarda has had to do some work behind the plate here, as has Ashley Painter for the Bulldogs. The wind picking up just a little bit here, making it chillier than it already was. Strike right down the middle. 1-1 the count to Becca Calderero, the shortstop for Staunton. She is 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Fouls that one off the catcher's mask, I believe. Now the count 1-2. So Henricks, a strike away from stranding the fifth Staunton runner of the game. One-two pitch on the way. Down the middle, called strike three, the 11th strikeout of the game.
Number 12.
Number 12 for Sydney Henricks. So again, Staunton strands a runner. They've stranded five in the ballgame. We head to the bottom of the fifth, Gillespie leading Staunton 9-0. We'll be right back after these messages. Boy, that wind is cold.
Yeah, it is.
My hand was already cold.
We got Howard Tidmonds.
All right, now we're officially at your hour and 10 minutes.
Perfect, actually. Think about it. I can't help but think.
Lead off home run.
That 10th run, though. Well, it should already happen. I had a runner at third. All we need is one wild pitch. That would have done it.
One, two. Oh, shoot. You know what? How did Henricks get out? Was that...
Henricks was on base, right? Last inning, you mean?
Yeah, that's right, because Bussman. I had Clay got the last out, but Bussman actually. Henricks did.
His runner was at third.
Okay. FM 106. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Gillespie batting against Staunton. The Miners lead 9-0, and Lexi Bussman to bat for Gillespie. She is 2-for-2 with a single and a double. She swings and misses at the first pitch here. 0-1 the count. She also halfway to the cycle. She's the third Gillespie player who is halfway to the cycle in this game. 0-1 pitch. Outside, ball one. Allie Clay halfway to the cycle with a home run and a single. Riley Sardi with two home runs and a double. And then Lexi Bussman. 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner, strike two. Gillespie could end it with a run here in this inning. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Bussman. Low for ball two. Staunton just trying to extend this game. They are at the 7th, 8th, and 9th hitters in the order. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Lexi Bussman. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Gillespie, leadoff man, is retired.
Number four, strikeouts.
And that'll bring up Sydney Byers, the designated hitter for Gillespie. She is 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts, popouts, I should say.
So Grace Nicole, four strikeouts now, one walk.
First pitch, strike, two Byers. Maybe Nicole's going to settle it down here. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one. One out, nobody on for Gillespie in this bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch. Byers grounds it right back to the pitcher. Nichols bobbles it at first, can't handle it cleanly, but they do get it as the shortstop Calderero picks up the ball and fires to first for the second out of the inning. And with two down, that brings up the ninth place hitter, Keaton Link. No, we've got a pinch hitter, it looks like. It's going to be Madison Anderson batting. So Madison Anderson batting. As Link was 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. She bats with two outs, Anderson does, and nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning. 9-0, Gillespie with the lead. First pitch, right down the middle, strike one. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Madison Anderson. Outside corner, strike two. We'll see if she swings here. Nichols for Staunton looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Would be her second of the ballgame. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. Again, we welcome all of you listening online, WSMIRadio.com. The 0-2 pitch to Madison Anderson. Popped up off to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Chilly day here at Gillespie High School. The 0-2 pitch, outside and high, ball one. Gillespie has stranded three runners today, but it hasn't really mattered because they have 9 runs, 5 of which have been driven in by the minor first baseman, Riley Sardi.
Who's had a heck of a hitting day.
She has. Pitch outside and high, ball two. Good bat here by Madison Anderson, making Nichols work. 2-2 pitch on the way to Madison Anderson. High for ball three. Nichols does not want to lose her after going up 0-2. Gillespie trying to start a two-out rally here. Although, is it really a rally if you're winning by 9? The 3-2 pitch.
So much a rally, but it could be a game-inning deal.
Could be.
You get a runner on, score a run.
That pitch was fouled out of play. We'll do it again.
An advantage to that. You save your pitcher, obviously, pitches.
Wind blowing left to right here at high school, and the pitch is in the dirt for ball four. What an at-bat by Madison Anderson, working a two-out walk, and now we're back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman. 1-for-3 on the day is Jarman, but she homered in the bottom of the fourth inning. She'll try to end the game here if she can get a gapper. First pitch that she sees from Grace Nichols on the way. Is check swing fouled almost into the dugout, strike one. Runner on first for Gillespie, bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs, Miners leading Staunton 9-0. The 0-1 pitch to the Gillespie leadoff man, Riley Jarman. And it's outside, ball one.
Started this ball game with zero breeze. Now we got a little wind blowing across and yeah. In.
1-1 pitch. In the dirt, ball two. The minor dugout is loud right now. I think it's coming from the dugout. The 2-1 pitch on the way to the Gillespie shortstop, Riley Jarman. She lines it into center field. Pierrot coming in and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So Gillespie strands a runner. That's their fourth runner they've stranded. We head to the top of the sixth inning. It's Gillespie 9, Staunton 0. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. Well, Staunton will have the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the order in the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Grace Nichols, Mackenzie Sorsen, and Ashley Painter. If anyone can get on, Darian Roberts. Nichols is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a groundout so far. Staunton trails Gillespie 9-0 as we bat here in the sixth. Sydney Hendricks has had herself a game on the mound, 14 strikeouts and 4 walks. Pitch outside for ball 1 to Nichols.
Throwing that one hit. And I believe if you check your scoreboard, every inning she's allowed either a hit or a walk.
Yep.
But only one.
And there's ball 2, 2-0. She's allowed one hit, and it came from the first batter of the game. Since then, she's been hitless. And the 2-0 pitch to Nichols on the outside corner, strike 1. I shouldn't say she's been hitless. She's been unhittable since then.
Normally, she has not had that 1-2-3 inning.
That's right.
Hard to believe, as well as she's pitched.
2-1 pitch to Nichols is in the dirt, 4-3. Could be another leadoff walk here. She's had a couple of those. Staunton has stranded a runner in each inning. Stranded 5 on the day. The 2-1, 3-1 pitch. Lined into right field, coming on in, can't make the play, is Hayes. That's going to be a leadoff double at least for Grace Nichols. That was well struck, the best hit ball of the game for Staunton.
Ball tailing away from the outfielder, and she.
I'm sorry, that's not a double. That's an error.
Misjudged it and came in first step, but you could see that first step was going to haunt her because that ball.
She came in and she
tail
still,
away.
Yeah, she still could have made the play, but I'm going to give her an error on the play because that's a play that should have been made.
Still the best hit ball, like you say, by the Staunton team today.
It was. So, for the first time today, Staunton has their leadoff man on second base.
First time a runner at second base with not only...
with nobody out.
Nobody out. They haven't been able to get there without 2 outs, I do believe, almost every inning.
They have had 1 stole a base, got to second base, and was stranded with 2 outs. Another...
but with 2 outs, yeah.
Right, yeah.
First time they've got a runner to second base with nobody out, or even 1 out.
There's a pitch inside for ball 1 to Mackenzie Sorsen.
Well, now is not the time to do the small ball game. You have to go for gusto here. Trailing by 9.
And a pitch in the dirt makes it 2-0, going for launch angles and exit velocity.
Extra base hits is what you need, or walks. You need quite a few base runners, period.
Yep. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Mackenzie Sorsen. Down the middle for strike 1. If not for Riley Sardi, Sydney Hendricks would be our Diamonds and Dogs player of the game.
No doubt, an outstanding game so far. No runs allowed. 12 Ks.
The pitch that's fouled straight back, and it's 2-2 now. But Riley Sardi is 3-for-3 with 2 home runs, each 2-run homers, and a double, 5 RBIs total. That's very worthy of a player of the game. I've changed it today. It's player of the game instead of play of the game. There's a check swing. Did not go. It'll be ball 3. The count is full now on Sorsen.
I do appeal to the base umpire.
It looked like she held up.
Swing.
So the 2-2 pitch, or 3-2 pitch, I should say, to Mackenzie Sorsen. On the inside corner, strike 3 called. 15th, or is it 14th? 13th strikeout. I'm sorry, I had it wrong. 13th strikeout of the game for Sydney Hendricks. And with 1 out and a runner on second, it brings up Ashley Painter, who is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Both were looking. There's a pitch outside, ball 1. Looking for their first run of the game are the Staunton Bulldogs. They trailed 9-0 here in the top of the 6th inning. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss for strike 1. The 1-1 pitch catches the corner for strike 2. Wind is picking up, blowing left to right here at Gillespie High School. 1-2 pitch. Low for ball 2. It's blowing left to right, and that would benefit Riley Sardi, who we might see in this next half of the inning. She's due to bat 3rd if it gets that far. Swing and a miss for another strikeout.
That's number 14.
14th of the game for Sydney Hendricks, and now 2 outs for Darian Roberts, who is the first baseman. There's a pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Mackenzie Casarda.
Mackenzie's made a couple of those. You got Hendricks, who does throw hard. You got to have a catcher that can block some of those in the dirt.
The 1-0 pitch to Roberts. Jammed her and popped it out of play off to the right side. We'll even up the count, 1-1. Both catchers have done a phenomenal job blocking these pitches in the dirt. Ashley Painter's done a fantastic job in her own right for Staunton. The 1-1 pitch to Roberts. Outside, that one gets away off the glove. It's thrown down to third. Not in time. The runner sneaks into third base safely. That runner, Kaylee Selbach. The pitch was a ball, by the way. It's 2-1 to Darren Roberts. 2-1 pitch. Outside and high, ball three. So now the Staunton runner, 90 feet away, not 90 feet, that's baseball. The closest it's been, third base, all game. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. She tried to hold up, but couldn't do it. So now the count is full. 3-2 pitch with two outs, a runner on third. To Roberts. Outside and high, ball four, another walk. This will be the first time Staunton's had two runners on in the same inning. So the best scoring opportunity of the game for Staunton is right here. Annalise Best will bat. She has grounded into a fielder's choice and popped out to the first baseman. 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch that she sees, high for ball one. Now she might be tiring.
Sydney Hendricks. Yeah. A lot of pitches, a lot of 3-2 counts like you mentioned earlier in the games. And, of course, five walks. That's a lot of extra pitches, yeah. And 14 strikeouts.
Swing and a miss there. Evens up the count 1-1. She's missing high a lot now, which usually is the sign that the pitcher's wearing down.
And, of course, you mentioned Bess has put the ball in play both times up.
1-1 pitch. High for ball two. Been a pretty entertaining game for a 9-0 ball game. Staunton with runners on first and third, two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 now to Annalise Best. Best, the left fielder for Staunton, again 0-for-2 on the day. Hendricks looking for her 15th strikeout of the game. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and she's got it. The inning is over as Staunton strands a pair of runners. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Staunton leads 9-0. Gillespie leads 9-0. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Gillespie will bat, leading 9-0, and Michaela Hayes to lead off for the Miners, and she grounds a ball to the shortstop on the very first pitch of the inning. Throw is high, and the catch is not made at first. So Hayes reaches on a leadoff error. I don't know who to give the... Who's the error on, Carl?
Well, officially shortstop because
the throw was high. Still should have been caught.
Best, but yeah, she makes the best play. You know, yeah, that's the thing about an error.
Yeah.
You have to give it to one or the other. And
there's a pitch that's fouled straight back and out of play. Four strike one to Mackenzie Casarda.
Just like when you know they probably could have made a scoop on a throw in the dirt, but you still give the error to the person that throws it.
Casarda is 1-for-2 on the day with a single and two runs scored, a walk, and a pop out to the shortstop. The 0-1 pitch is down the middle for strike two. Riley Sardi waiting on deck for the Miners. 3-for-3 on the day, two home runs, a double, five RBIs. There's a pitch that's high, four ball one. Gillespie could end the ball game with a run in this half of the inning. They lead 9-0, bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-2 pitch to Casarda. Popped up, off to the right side, and out of play. We'll do it again. There's another ball on the roof. Not going to roll down. There's two on the roof as we speak. Yep.
They work well on softballs, too.
I hope they brought extras. The 1-2 pitch. Outside, ball two. Casarda, the catcher today, has been busy behind the plate. Done a good job at the plate as well. 2-2 pitch on the way to Mackenzie Casarda. Is popped up off to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Looks like the umpire is out of balls, out of softballs. What are we going to do?
Give you a boost. Get on the roof there.
Have a little bit of a delay in action as one is thrown back into the field of play now. So we're down to one right now. One of them's on the roof. You're not getting it back unless you climb up there. So we'll reset things. Runner on first, nobody out. 2-2 pitch to Mackenzie Casarda. 9-0 our score. Gillespie with the lead. Ball into center field. Pirak is going back. She's at the wall. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. A very loud first out of the inning at that. And now that'll bring up Riley Sardi, who may get a chance to bat. Will they pitch to her? Nope.
Well, not this time.
That is a good decision.
We wanted it about the time before.
As she has intentionally walked, and her day at the plate is most likely done. So now that'll put a runner in scoring position. Runners at first and second with one out. And Allie Clay, who is 2-for-3 on the day, with a home run and a single. 2 runs scored. First pitch that she sees is outside, ball one. A base hit could end the ball game. Runners on first and second, only one down. Bottom of the sixth inning, 9-0 our score. It's a foul ball off the end of the bat. Evens up the count, 1-1. Sydney Henricks, the pitcher for Gillespie, waits on deck. If Clay does not ground into a double play or hit into any kind of double play. The 1-1 pitch to the minor center fielder. Jammed her, it's popped up. It's going to leave the infield. It's going to drop for a base hit. And the bases will be loaded with only one out.
And that's the true Texas leaguer between the shortstop and two outfielders. Just popped up. But
nobody
can get there.
So the infielder's most likely going to play in now with the bases loaded, only one down. And Sydney Henricks, the pitcher, who's had a phenomenal game on the mound, could end it here. First pitch that she sees. Popped up off to the right side, out of play. We're down to one softball. I think we have two now. That one was just fouled out of play, but one has just been thrown back into the field to play. One of them's on the roof. I don't know how many they had going in. So the 0-1 pitch on the way to Sydney Henricks. High for ball one. Can't walk her either.
No place to put him. Base is loaded. Game ending run is at third base.
So you've got to throw strikes here. 1-1 the count, one out, base is loaded. 9-0, Gillespie leads. They bat in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch is outside for ball two. Lexi Bussman waits on deck if Henricks is out. If not, the game's over. 2-1 pitch popped up off to the right side and out of play. Evens up the count, 2-2. Nichols really could use a strikeout here. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Sydney Henricks. Ground ball to the pitcher. Nichols has it, fires to home, and dropped. The run scores, and that's the ball game. Should be, right?
That's 10.
And that's it. All right, so that'll do it. A walk-off error. We'll call it an error on the pitcher. And that's the ball game. Gillespie wins this one 10-0 after the mercy rule is intact. We'll take a break. We'll wrap this one up on the other side here on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School, where the Gillespie Miners defeat the Staunton Bulldogs in this South Central softball game. They win this one 10-0 in six innings. The mercy rule was invoked on the walk-off error. And Carl, our Diamonds Dogs player of the game, we're going to give it to Riley Sardi. She was 3-for-3 with 2 two-run homers and an RBI double that gave her 5 RBIs on the day. She also was walked intentionally in the bottom of the sixth inning. But we could have easily given our player of the game to another player as well.
Cindy Hendricks with a great game. 15 strikeouts in this ball game, and only problem for her, 5 walks. So she probably threw a lot more pitches than she'd like to see herself do. But a very well-pitched ball game by Cindy Hendricks.
She absolutely did pitch phenomenally, and it might be one of the only times I've ever seen someone pitch as well as she did and never have a 1-2-3 inning.
Never had a 1-2-3 inning, and the runner at third was only happened in the top of the sixth, and that was after an error that led a two-base error that started that inning.
That's right. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast. Again, without them, there's no high school baseball, softball, basketball, football, anything. We can't put on these wonderful sports broadcasts. Also, thanks to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job, as always. And finally, thanks to our hosts, Gillespie High School. They treat us so well every time we come here. Once again, our final score, Gillespie 10, Staunton 0. For Carl DeBar, this is David Jenkins saying so long from Gillespie High School.